At the end of Shir on Thursday, I told you of the Yesodistik and Machlaikis and Trey V'Trey, the difference of opinion of how Trey V'Trey works. When you have two Eidim against two Eidim, if you say Commander Isna Hudami or Commander Lesna Hudami, in other words, when you have Trey V'Trey, do we say that the two Eidim and the two Eidim cancel each other out? Find the less than Hudami, then we look at what's left. Or we say Trey V'Trey command the Isna Hudami, that we don't ignore them. We have two Eidim against two Eidim. Now, I mentioned to you one or two Nafkaminas last week. The case of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, where you have two Eidim say something is a Treifa, and two Eidim say something is not a Treifa. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger in a Tshuva, in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav and Kuf Lamed Zayin, has two Tshuvas on the Shaila. And he says that since we have a Kabbalah that roiv behemis lav Treifas ninu, we have a Kabbalah that most animals are not Treif, which is an interesting thing because today when we bite at the lungs, most of the animals appear to be Treif. We find something in the lungs of most of the animals that are geshachten today. Today in a shita house, they get about between 35% and 40% kosher. Except there are some shita houses, they get 99% kosher. But the ones we eat from, hopefully, are we have that rive on that. It's a funny thing. If we would hold rive animals on that our trave, it would be us to drink milk. What the milk of a treif animal is treif. The reason that we are allowed to drink milk is because we say we have a kabbalah, right? Behemis lav treifas ninu. That's why we drink milk and have all the milk products. When we shecht today, we find that most behemis, and we only check the lungs, but we check the lungs and the stomach, and we find that most behemis are treifas. So how do we drink milk?
Right.
Or worse, eat ice cream. How do they? What? Right animals. How do you know right animal kosher?
See, it's
going
out
the
kosher. We're just
mashing it in a lot. So the answer is that we're not experts in how to check the lungs, and therefore we're mashing. Anytime we see any imperfection on the lungs, we throw it with the treif animals, with the non-treif. But it's because we're not pekiyim. If we would be the king, we'd know what to look for. If we could be experts like the Tanam and Amirayim, then we would get more kosher. So Akapanim, we do have the Kabbalah right behind us, not Treifas. And getting back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that therefore, when you have a tray betray, two Eidim say there was a hole in the lung, two Eidim say there's no hole in the lung. We are noyik to Rabbi Kivega Paskin that you go bus arrive. And L'chayri, he has a very strong raya, because by Trey V'Trey you go bus a chazaka. And Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. We know Raiv is stronger than chazaka. So therefore, by Trey V'Trey, if you go bus a chazaka, you certainly should go bus arrive. So Rabbi Kivega Paskin that you go bus arrive. Chef Shmeitzer Vav, he has an arichos on this topic. This particular part is in Perchav Beis. He says that it's a toss, that it can't be. It's a fundamental mistake in the understanding of Trey V'Trey. Trey V'Trey is the strongest raya. Each side has the strongest raya that could be. You can't bring any additional rayas by Trey V'Trey. If you pile on rayas, you're health garnished. It doesn't do anything for you. Because you already have Trey V'Trey. Trey Kameya. Two Eidim is like 100 Eidim. And therefore, by Trey V'Trey, if you add Rav, it doesn't help. I, Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. If you go by the Chazaka, you should go by the Rav. There it is. If you're talking about bringing rayas, Rav is a better raya than Chazaka. So it's Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif, it's a stronger Rai. But by Trey V'Trey, bringing Rai doesn't help you. So we go Basa Chazaka, not because Chazaka is a raya, but because when you don't know what to do, it's what we call Hanhagas HaSveikis, the way we're knowing when we have Sveikis, if you don't know what to do, you go Basa Chazaka, not because there's a raya. The side of Chazaka is that it's not a raya. It's just since you don't know what to do, you leave it where it is. So Mimela, it's like the Shach Shmaitza, Rav won't help you. Bechaira, what are they arguing? They argue Rabbi Kivega holds Trey Betray Commander Lesnar Hudarbi, that the Trey Betray cancel each other out. Mimela, you could go Basar Rav, and the. And the Shef Shmaitza holds Trey Betray is Commander Isnu Davi, and therefore you can't go Basar Rav. Commander Isnu means that the Rayas are here, and the Rayas are strong Rayas. He has to wait him, he has to wait. So adding Rav doesn't help. Now, this machlaik is to Shef Shmaitza or Bekiva Eger. If you want to see it clear, I mean, all the Achrayim talk about it, but if you want to see it clearly in Shulchan Aruch, you could see it in Simur Reis Samach Zayin, the halachas of Hashavas Aveda. In Simur Reis Samach Zayin, the Rama says that if somebody finds something and he puts up a sign, who lost whatever it is, and a person comes with two Edim that say it's his, and someone else comes with two Edim that say it's his, Trey Betray, and one of them gives Simonin, he gives a Simon, he gives the Simon on the object that was found, and the other person doesn't know the Simonin. So one person has two Edim plus Simonin, and the other one has two Edim plus Simonin. So the Rama says that the Simonim don't help. You have Trey Betray, Simonim don't help. And Yehemunach, you don't return the Aveda. The Shach, it's a cut and vav, the Shach is Matviya, he said Tzarachian. Why shouldn't I say, if you have Trey Betray, and then we ask them for Simonim, and one person gives good Simonim, one person doesn't. Isn't that a Raya? That these Edom are telling the truth, and these Edom are liars. It's a very good Raya. If Lamaisa, he claims it's his, why doesn't he know the Simon? The other person knows the Simon. So the Shach says that Tzarchian, why shouldn't you give it to the person with the Simonim? So the Nesivis answers, it's a short Nesivis, Reis Hamazayin, some cotton days. Mamish, the words that all the Rosh Hashivas talk about as a Chakira, Kamad Yisdu, Kamad Alasnu, the Nesivis writes those words straight out. That the two Edim are Kamad Yisdu, the two Edim, it's Trey Betray. Eating Simonim doesn't help. Edim is already a good Raya. Eating Simonim to Edim doesn't help. You can't slog up Edim with Rayas. And Mamela, that's Pshat in the Ramah. That the Rama said that Yehemunach, the Simonim doesn't help you. It appears that the Shach held that Trey Betray is Commander Lesnar Hudami. So he said if you have two against two, they cancel each other out, and you go Buster the Simonim. And Nesivis is saying, and it appears to be Pshat in the Rama, that Trey Betray is Commander Isnu, that each one has a good Raya, and since each one has a good Raya, no further Rayas are going to prove anything. Shach's Lashon is that the Simonim should be a Raya against the Eidim. You're saying if it's Commander Lesnahu, you should say ignore the Eidim.
Well,
I think we have to step back. What's Pshat Commander Lesnahu? Someone has Aiden. What's Taka Pshat that's Commander Lesnahu? Aiden is the best rabbi. Give me selfish day Aiden. So I'm saying Elosh and Commander Lesnahu, they cancel each other out. anything. It means that two Eidim normally are invincible. They're the best Raya. When you have Trey betray, it sort of makes us suspicious of the Eidim. That's the command of Lashon Hudami. It makes us suspicious of that. Taka, two Eidim is a great Raya. But just like we have two Eidim that say this, we have two Eidim that say Fakert. So that's what the Shach is saying. The Shach is saying that the Simanim, that in case, normally Simanim, you can't shlog up Eidim with Simanim. But since the Trey here is Commander Lesnu, they don't have a Kayach of the Raya of Eidim, the Shach holds. And therefore, the Simanim should be a Mechriya. His Lashon is Taka not, that you should just ignore the Eidim. But that the Simanim should be a Raya, that the Eidim are... Never really bring a riot against the Eidim.
Two other
Eidim, yeah.
Isn't in the same Raya category as to say that, as to argue directly on the Eidim. But to bring a riot to Eidim online, that's at the trade.
To bring a riot. Two Eidim are saying that the other two are lying, and so, well, that's all we call that Trey V'Trey. And what is the definition of Trey V'Trey? What you're really saying is that Trey V'Trey command the last one. Those Trey V'Trey is a good raya that they're lying, so they lose the status of perfect rights. That's really what happens with Trey V'Trey, according to the Shach. According to the Shach, once you have Trey V'Trey, they lose their status as the perfect Raya, and other Rayas count. I think there's an other Shach which would fit to be L'Shitasai. Shach in Siman Pei Zayin, Sivkot and Tezvav, as a Shaila, if you have someone who's a Maida B'Mitzas, you say, I owe you $100, I say, I owe you $50, so I have to swear. Okay, if it ever happens to you, what do you do? If someone says you owe him $100,000, you know you owe him $50. What do you do to get out of a shvua? What?
Deny it all.
You?
Deny it all.
Deny it all? You're lying, Bezin? When you learn the Maris, you have to know. You have to know it's a practical answer. Do you remember from Bar Messiah? How do you get off of a shvua? Someone says you owe him $100, and you know you owe him half. You don't want to swear. You give him the money right away. Heilach, remember? We had Heilach, that if somebody says you owe him $100 and you give him the money right away, say, I owe you $50, here it is. So that pates you from Yeshua's Maidu Mikzas. Okay? We had Heilach, and Heilach is a complicated sugya, but the rule of Heilach is very simple. Anyway, the Shach is not talking about Heilach. The Shach is talking, someone's to bear someone else. He's a Maidu Mikzas. He didn't do it. You have to swear. So the halacha is that if you bring an eid echad that says like you, eid echad patis you from a shvua. Just like an eid echad is mechayiv a shvua, so an eid echad patis you. Another way to get off a shvua. Someone says, you owe me 100, say, I owe you 50. You bring an eid echad that whatever he says you owe him 100 from, let's say he says on this day I lent you $100, you say it was 50. If you bring an eid echad, you're off the hook. What happens if you bring an Eid Echad that it was only 50? And he brings an Eid Echad that it was 100? Rabbi Shvua and Eid Echad is like two Eidim. Eid Echad is Lechayiv. Lechayiv is Shvua and Pasul is Shvua. So you hear the case. It's a Maidah B'Miktsas. And you want to get off the hook. You bring an Eid Echad to Pati you. And he brings an Eid Echad to be Lechayiv you. That's a little funny to call it Trey V'Trey. It's Chad V'Chad. It's just Chad V'Chad in a case where Chad K'Trey, where one aid has a nemanis by Shvua, give him Chayv Shvua, Kapatz by Shvua. If it's Chad V'Chad, do you swear, don't you swear? So the Truma Sadeshin says that you're putter from swearing. That L'maisa, you have an aid echad that's backing you. And you don't have to swear. And the Shach argues. The Shach says that, what do you mean? you have uki chad uki chad legabe chad. The shachloshin is uki chad legabe chad. Put this one eight against the other eight, and be misalik them, and you remain chayev shvuah. The two eight echad cancel each other out. So you chayev shvuah. We see that the shach holds command the less than who. We see the truth is it's only a raya from eight echad. It's not a raya from two eight. But still, it's consistent with the shach shita. The shach holds command the less than who dummy. He says uki chad legabe chad, cancel them out, and really you remain chayev shvuah. Shumas Sadeshem holds that you're part of a Mishvur. Why does he hold you're part of a Mishvur? Pashtus, because it's command Yisnu Dami. And the Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Vav, brings this down as well, although this is in Shmaitza Vav Perachaf, brings this down as well as a Raya that, well, he's answering the Shumas Sadeshem, that holds you're part of, as a Raya that by tray, it's command Yisnu Dami. And the Kapatia from Yeshua. The Eidechad is there. So these are some of the Rayas. There's another case of a coil, which we're going to have actually in Daf Lamed Beis. By two Eidim say someone's a Ben Gerusha, and two other Eidim say that he's not a Ben Gerusha. You have Trey V'Trey. And there's a coil that says that he is a Ben Gerusha. This is already a Gemara. Gemara says that when you have Trey V'Trey, that the two cancel each other out. You don't go bust a coil. So that's a Raya. Why isn't coil a good Raya? Seems Trey V'Trey commandist in that Gemara. So the Gemara is going to say, you have two Eidim, he is a Ben Gerusha. Two Eidim, he's not a Ben Gerusha. Plus a coil, so we ignore the coil. Why isn't the coil a raya by yuchsin l'chayshish for a coil? So the Shita Mukubetzas asked the Kasha on Lamed Beis. And Taka says tuturutzim, and here we see in Rishonim this machlokes. The Shita brings one teretz b'shem the Rosh that with Taylor the coil in the Eidim. Kael is not a raya by Trey V'Trey, because you know where the Kael came from? It came from these two Eidim who are saying he's a Ben Gerusha. So he says, that's why Kael is no raya by Trey V'Trey. The Shita Mukubetzas brings the second Teretz. The Kael is no raya by Trey V'Trey, because Trey Kameya. So what's shouting that Teretz? Kael is not a raya by Trey V'Trey, because Trey Kameya. So that's command Yisru. They have two against two. They're both here. So the if coil is another raya on top of two against two, it doesn't do anything for you. Trey Kamei. The Rosh, who didn't answer that way, holds Commander Lesnahu, and Be'etzim you would go bust a coil. You don't go bust a coil because of the fact that we're telling the coil in the aid. Okay, so this is a few of the Nafkaminis by Trey V'Trey. I think there are those who want to be Taylor, Shaila, if Tfisa helps by Trey V'Trey also, this commander is still commander less than who. But I'll go upon this to declare. What?
When an Aid Nefeth comes, is there a way to stop it from. If he starts that you should be completed at the shul, is there a way to stop it? No.
Oh, so you're thinking. I told you, my Devi Mitzvah comes, how to get out of it. By Erechad, how do you get out of it? There's one way to get out of it if you marry his sister.
Fine, but if there's no real way to get out of it. And you can't say that they should cancel each other out. Because it's not like by Aedis where you could be Mazmin and there's like a different form of the canceling out. There is no way to cancel.
When the Erecha comes, there's no way to cancel out. Therefore, well, you're saying something else. You're saying, I'm talking about the Shavuos Moed B'Miktzos. So you're saying the Shavuos Moed B'Miktzos disappears. What about the Shavuos Eid Echad? What are you saying? But Shavuos Eid Echad, we know in Eid Echad Patos. That everyone agrees. It's not interesting. When Eid Echad mechayev you a shvua, and you bring an Eid Echad patters you, I think that everyone's invited to that. Why don't we say, no, because Mamana Shachi patters you. Eid Echad Mamana Shachi patters you. You say command the less, no, you don't have to swear. You say command yes, no, you don't have to swear. You follow? Right? When the Eid Echaz Mechayev you. It's only by Maida Be'itzas with Shaykh HaMachlach. It's a beer. Yeah, we call a shvua a beer. There are two, in the yeshiva world, we have two ways to a shvua. Either it's a beer, or it's a tashlumen. Either it's a way to prove you're right, or it doesn't prove anything, but it's a, you owe it to him. It's like a form of payment to the other person.
That's a proof on top of the agent. So,
Commander is telling us. You don't go aside. But over here, is that
like that? I'm not adding a proof. I'm conscious that I
have to swear. By my own assessment, we have to swear.
Right. And now you bring. It goes back to the process of that I have to swear.
If Commander less than who, or Commander is not? If it's Commander less than who, you go back to swear. If it's Commander is not who...
Even then, why is it... Is this another... Is this like... Why are you ignoring this?
Well, if it's Commander is not who, the Eid Echad passes me from a Shua. So the Maid Demis HaShua is gone. I, you have one that's Mechayiv me, but I have one that passes. In fact, I swore. Okay. The last Nakuda, just the, don't forget, the way we got into this is that Rav Nochum said that that's pshat in the two Terutzim of the top Tosfos. If you say by Trey v'Trey, and one of the Trey has a Migul, whether a Migul could win, the whole commander Isnahu, a Migul can't win. Just by Trey v'Trey, Amigo doesn't help. That's Tosfos' first Teretz. It's Amigo Mokan Eidim. Once you have Eidim, Amigo can't work. If you hold Commander Lesnu, then by Trey v'Trey, Amigo could work. And then you have Tosfos' second Teretz, which is that Lo Shayach Migu Dein Dashneim Shava, Mashi Yirtu Zeh Litoin Lo Yitoin Zeh. Now, I want to ask you a question. It is really it's a trick question, but you have to chap the important Nakuda. Tosfos is saying in the second Teretz, that Eidim can't have a Migul. Migul Beitrei Layamina. If you and I are coming to Bezdin, we can't, Bezdin can't say, we'll believe you with a Migul. Because maybe when I was in Bezdin thinking of lying, I did think of a different lie. I didn't say it because I'm afraid you're not going to think of the lie. That's Migul Beitrei. I think you're all familiar. We all had it in Yeshiva in the past. I think. Right? Migul Beitrei Layamina. You can't give two people a Migul. Because they'll say, if I wanted to lie, I would have said something else. No, you didn't want to say something else, because Pliny wouldn't have said it. So if you don't mind, just turn to Chavtes Amid Aleph for a minute. There seems to be a stira from just the Kasha of a Tosfos, Dibur HaMasel Hani. The Gemara there asked, the Gemara said, how do you have a Chazakah of 3 years? So the Gemara said, the people who live there. The people who live there are they could say Eidus, they knows they rented. Shivivi was the neighbors. But the Anana Grina Mine, Vidarine Beit Lashani. Right, that's a Krav Chazaka. They say that we lived there for 3 years. So Gemara said, no, Hani Nagin Bey Dusan. Why are these two people Nagin Bey Dusan? Why didn't they get on their Eidus? They lived there. They definitely lived there. They're saying they lived there 3 years. Gemara says they're Negea. Why are they Negea? Because they paid rent to the second person. So they're afraid, if they're going to say they were here 2.5 years, and they paid rent to the second person, the karka will go to the first person, they'll have to pay him. So honey, Negin Bey Dusanein. We can't believe them to say that they were there for 3 years in the karka. That's a shtetin Gemara. Fractoisvis, Hani Negin Beidusan, Hainim Taimar, Amai Negin Beidusan, Hika Migu, Davamati Ami Paranaloch, Agar. They have a Migu. They could have said they lived there 2.5 years, and they paid the Marikama the rent. So since they have a Migu, believe them when they say we were here 3 years, and we paid the Muzik the rent. This is Tosfos' Kasha. That the tenant should be believed. To say they lived there 3 years and paid the mozik, With Amigu, they could have said they lived there 2.5 years and they paid the Marikama. So here's your question. Why doesn't Taisa say this is not a good Migu? Because Migu betray Le'aminu. This is two Eidim. And two Eidim can't, they wouldn't have both thought of it. Migu betray Le'aminu. There's a chap to answer it. It's purely a logical answer. Huh? Why don't you say over the amigo betrayal? I mean, you know, the two tenants. Anybody? It's true, but you say better. You're right. Let's phrase it better. Once you had a terrace, you realize it's a silly passion. Anybody? The two tenants are coming to say Eidus that the person was there 2 years. So they're not believed because they're negeah. It affects their rent. So again, the kasha is that it's a Taisus asks, they have a migul. They could have said we were there 2.5 years. And we paid rent to the Marikama. Hashem is Shavin. They find stats themselves in paying. And over here also, the two of them are coming in to say, I mean, every time two of them come, that the das what they're saying is Shavin. The way to get there, that's ain't Shavin. The answer is no. The answer is over there. If one of them would have said, "I paid rent to the I was here 2.5 years. I paid the rent to the Marikama," and the other one would have said, "I was here 3 years and I paid rent to the Mosik," it wouldn't be any problem. It would work. By two Eidim. If one's going to lie and the other's going to say the other way, then you're caught. You're a liar. By two tenants, it's no problem. One of them could say, "I was here 2.5 years and I paid the Marikama." He'll get away with it. The other person is not saying that he didn't pay the Marikama. The other person is saying, "I paid the Muzik." It's not a problem. Over there, any one of them has a migul. He doesn't need the other person to say what he said. Because he's in the driver's seat. There are no Adam that he lived there. If there would have been Adam, he lived there, you wouldn't need that. He could say whatever he likes. So over there, right? Any one of them could say whatever he wants, and he's okay. Migul Beitre Le'Aminan is where, if I'll say one way and you'll say the opposite, I'm not going to accomplish what I want to accomplish. But in that Gemara, either one could accomplish it. Because if one says he paid rent to him, the other one says he paid rent to the other guy, that's not a problem. It's not dating, they're not sice to each other. Could be Taka, he lived there and paid the first person, he lived there and paid the second person. That is steal. So that's why over there, the whole Migul Beitre Le'Aminan, I mean, doesn't apply. So you shouldn't take from you for Shas that Migul Beitre, two people never say Migul. In such a case, where you could break up the Migul, but then you do. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Hadaraisi Sadi Davosihi. The story continues. You have Trey Betray. Two Adim say he lived there 3 years. Two Adim say he lived there 3 years. Two Adim say Avosihi. Now, Rav Nachman was ready to go with Avosi, with the ones who said Avosihi. He was ready to pass him that way. If I says he did pass him that way, he gave it to the one who had Adim was his father's. Now the other guy, the other fellow is even. They're all even. He now also has Aiden that it was his father's. Summer of Nachman, Anan Achsine, Anan Maskinon Lei. We put him in when we had only one pair of Aiden of Avasi. Anan Maskinon Lei. Now we pull him out when we have a second pair. We're not Chayshish that it'll look like a Zilzel to Bezdin. Whatever the din is, that's what we do. Now, Bezdin didn't make a mistake here. Bezdin passed it correctly. When there was only one pair of Eidim, they passed it one way. There's another pair of Avasi, they're passing differently. What's the din, Taka? So what do you do now? You have a piece of karka, and you have, this fellow has two Eidim of three, that he was there the last 3 years, and it was his father's. And this fellow has Eidim 3 years and his father's. What do you do now? What do you do with this piece of karka? So the Rashbam says, you say, kol da'olam gavar. Everyone's equal. You say, kol da'olam gavar. You're familiar with kol da'olam gavar? It's a sugya in Lamed Hay, which we had also in Bamitzia, that they fight it out. Kol da'olam gavar. Whoever's stronger wins. When I say they fight it out, you can't hit each other. You're allowed to hit somebody, but you're allowed to pull and push. And, you know, whatever you're allowed to do, you're allowed to try to get it from you, from the other person. That's called Olam Gavar. Called Olam Gavar on a Chayfetz is easy. I mean, you get it and you take it home with you. Here, called Olam Gavar on a Karka is kind of hard. I don't know exactly how they fight it out, but that's what the Rashbam says, called Olam Gavar. What do? You push the other person off your Karka. If they push, it's like a tug of war. Whoever gets pushed off first, I don't know how it works. But however it works, kol olam gavar, zeh shteit nirashba. You say kol olam gavar. Rabbeinu Chananel quoted in the Rashba. Rabbeinu Chananel says, no. We don't take something away from someone to do kol olam gavar. You want to do kol olam gavar? I'll leave it where it is already. We don't take something away from someone to do kol olam gavar. In this Gemara's case, one of the two was a Muslim. One of the two had possession of the field when they came to Bez. What does it mean he had possession? Maybe he had a gate with a lock and he had the control of the key. He had possession of the field. Ananachsinanle means we give it back to the Muslim. We take it away from the person we gave it to. And we return it to the muzik, because now it's trey v'trey. So we leave it the way it was originally. But for kol olam gavar, we would leave it. If they're going to fight over it anyway, big deal. So leave it by the person who originally got it, by the first pesach of bezin. Oh, so Tosis really brings it. I'm sorry, I'm calling you Rabbeinu Chananel, but Tosis taka brings it, and Tosis ananach sinale. He says, if the case was that it was there originally, we put it in the way it was originally. I feel loy haya muzik. Loy zeh ve loy zeh. Matzu lefarish achsinu lei le sito le zeh. Maskinu lei shen tziyanu miyodei. We didn't call the olam gavar. Tosis brings really both pshat. Tosis says if there was a muzik, you give it back to him. If there was no muzik, you say called olam gavar. The muzik, I think he means originally.
No
muzik. Muzik tchila.
What does that mean?
Tosis seems to hold. Muzik tchila means he was in possession of the field.
Not bedin.
Not bedin. He just happened to be when the fight started. He was the one that was had control of the field. Which is not a real muzik. Muzik is ben tafelim. But Taisa says, which is Rabbeinu Chananel's chat, that the one who's muzik tchila, he gets it back.
I was mashing that they're both saying that whole muzik at that time.
The Rashbam.
The
Rambam's lashon.
Saying that he's saying it. I'm saying
that it's mine. I mean, there was no clear muzik tchila.
And they're both saying that's
the both saying. That fits with Rashbam. With Rashbam's chat, there was no muzik tchila. Now Tosis says, if there was no Moses Tchila, you say kol da'olam. And that part of Tosis, Rabbeinu Chananel is disagreeing. Rabbeinu Chananel says, if there was no Moses in the beginning, and it's kol da'olam gavar, and Beis Din made a mistake and gave it to one person, we leave it there. Why are we going to take it away from him in order to do a kol da'olam gavar? Does it make sense? That's how Rabbeinu Chananel learns. So Rabbeinu Chananel is learning like the first pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos says the first pshat, im. He says, came. That's the way it was. and not like the second shot. The Pnei Shloimeh asks on the Rabbeinu Hananel that what kind of lipstick is this? What kind of if Noah was a mufzik originally, you're saying that whoever basically gave it to originally, he's the one that should get away with it. He should keep it. Why? Bezdin made a mistake and gave it to someone? That's a reason? That's a reason? It was between Noah's bitos. Then the Chananel says, well, if we gave it to him originally, it's called Olam Davar anyway. Leave it there already. What do you mean leave it there already? Bezdin made a mistake. Well, not Chashish in this case, was he loses the Beidin. So Bezdin made a mistake, and they took it and gave it to him. So shouldn't Bezdin correct that toss? They made a toss, they didn't know there's another pair of Eidim. So they should correct it. What? The Gemara says, what's the Gemara saying? So if you hold, so then what the prayer of the Abad you have to undo the toss? But here we're doing called Olam Gava. Right, the Pesach would have been, if no one's a Mosaic, we say called Olam Gava. And here no one was a Mosaic. Why are we leaving the... If someone had it before the Din Torah started, so that's the Din of Mosaic, we leave it by him. If you hold that Kaka Shaykh Mosaic, then you leave it by him. But Rabbeinu Hananel says that if it would have been a case where no one was a Mosaic originally, the original came to bed, no one was a Mosaic. They're fighting over a field that nobody's in possession of. He says, in that case, if Bezdin erroneously awarded it to one person, we're not going to take it away to do called Olam Gava. Why not? Why don't you take it away to do called? If the Pesach is called Olam Gava, you should take it away to do called Olam Gava. The Zakta Pnei Shloimeh, that this Machloikis Rabbeinu Hananel, against the Rashbam and really against Tosfos as well, goes back to the Machlokes by Kol Olam Gavar. What's the Machlokes by Kol Olam Gavar? There are two ways to learn Kol Olam. There are two ways to learn. What does it mean Kol Olam Gavar? Bezdin paskins that they fight it out. Very strange psak. Bezdin paskins, I don't know how it works. You get a referee. How do they fight it out? How do you do? Bezdin says, okay, ready, get set, go, call the Olam Gavar. It's very, very strange, the whole call the Olam Gavar. So there is a Machloikis Rishayim. Why does Pshat call the Olam Gavar? The Rosh Hashita, call the Olam Gavar, both in Bava Metzia and Bava Basra, the Rosh Hashita is that call the Olam Gavar is a Svara, that the one who knows he's right is going to fight harder. Not a proof positive. If we had rice, we wouldn't do Kol Olam Gava. But Kol Olam Gava has a svara to it, that whoever is right is going to fight harder for it. First of all, he'll be more moist and nefesh when he knows he's right. And second of all, the other person is not going to go and fight for it if he's afraid. Maybe, you know, tomorrow the person will come with a shtar and they'll disprove me. If the other person is really right, more likely he'll ultimately win with rights. So Kol Olam Gava is up to Rosh is a psak. It's a shvach psak. We prefer to have better psakim than Kol Olam Gava. But we have nothing else, and we have no muzik, we have nothing, so we give a psak of Kol Olam Gava. We rely that in most cases the person who's right is going to win. That's Kol Olam Gava. Tosfos and Bava Metzia and Avav disagrees with this Mahalach and called Olam Gavar. And Tosfos holds that it's not a psak. It's what we call a siluk. Which means that called Olam Gavar, Bezdin says, listen, we're stuck, we can't pass in anything, we remove ourselves from this case. Memela called Olam Gavar. Memela, whoever's stronger is going to fight. Snapshot that Bezdin announces, okay, get ready, start fighting over it. No. Bezin just says, we have equal rights on both sides, we can't do anything, that's it. Memela called all them God. It's a siluk of Bezin. Bezin is salak themselves from the case. Nafkamina, says in the Rosh, let's say two people are fighting over something. And Bezin says, called Olam Gavar. And they go, the Gemara's case, they're fighting over a boat. There's a boat out in the dock. It's not in anyone's rishus. This one says it's his father's, this one says father's, nobody has any rayas. Bezin says, called Olam Gavar. They go and they fight. They both run up onto the boat and they push each other. And one of them is Metzliach, he pushes the other one off. And he sets sail, he won. Called Olam Gavar. No, he's got to come home sometime. So he comes home at night, he parks his boat. The next morning, if the other person goes, and the next morning, he grabs the boat. He's there first. And he sets sail. By called Olam Gavar, could the second person go and grab back? So the Rosh says, no. It's a psak. They fight it out on the first day. Whoever wins, wins. That's the psak bezdin, then it's most likely it's his. Because he was the one that was meisim nefesh to get it more. Taisus above Metzia Davav says that Taisin, the Chayzer of the Taisin, they can keep on grabbing from each other. They'll have to make a settlement at the end. Because they can keep on grabbing from each other. Because if you hold it to siluk, then the pshat is that bezdin just removes themselves from the case. If Bezin removes themselves from the case, there's nothing left to argue over. So there's nothing left to go to Bezin for. You can't go to Bezin and say, I won the first day. So what if you won the first day? I won the second day. There's another nafkamina, if it's a siluk or a psak. In the case of Shema v'Shema, in the case where two people come into Bezin and they're not sure. One of them says Shalavasi, one of them says Alavasi, and they're saying they were told it belongs to their father. Adam told them it belongs to their father. They don't know if it really did. Hashemah v'shemah. So again, the Rosh says b'feirish. Hashemah v'shemah, you don't say called Olam Gavar. The Rosh will see Tosai. He says, called Olam Gavar is a psak, that the one who knows he's right is Maisa Nefesh. If you have a Shema and a Shema, there's nobody who knows he's right. So then there's no Raya from the person who wins the fight that it's his. So the Rosh says, by Shema v'Shema, you can't do called Olam Gavar. The Shach in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes brings others who disagree. And he says that even by Shema v'Shema, you say called Olam Gavar. By my pligi, the same thing. If it's a siluk, so who cares if you're a Shema or a Bari? If both sides have equal rayas, Bezin can't pass them and assault themselves. If it's a psak has to be with a svara that the one who's right is going to win. If they don't know they're right, nothing to talk about. The second nafkamin. The third nafkamina, if Bezdin is Taya B'dvar Mishnah, the halacha is that when Bezdin makes a mistake, if it's a Svara mistake, Bezdin's not responsible. If you go to a Bezdin relying on their Svara, they pass like their Svara. But if it's a Taya B'dvar Mishnah, if Bezdin missed a Beferisha Mishnah or a Beferisha Sifin Shulchan Aruch, that's called Taya B'dvar Mishnah, they missed a Beferisha Din. Bezdin, if they can't correct it, they have to pay. Taya B'dvar Mishnah, Bezdin has to pay. What happens if Bezdin did a called Olam Gavar betos? Whatever the case was, it was not supposed to be called Olam Gavar. And Bezdin said, called Olam Gavar betos. Do they have to pay? So Vaita, it's Talim. If you hold like the Rosh, that called Olam Gavar is a psak, so it's a psak betos. So if it came out wrong, they have to pay. If you hold called Olam Gavar as a siluk, what did Bezin do? Bezin said erroneously, they were betos. Bezin said, we're not getting involved. So They say they're not getting involved, they don't have to pay for that. They're not getting involved, they don't have to pay. They should have gotten involved. But for refraining from getting involved, Bez is not mechuyev to pay. So these are three nafkaminas. The first two are the Ferish and the Rush. These are three nafkaminas if you hold called the Olam Gavra as a psak or a siluk. I think when we get to Lamed Hey, we'll probably have another six or seven nafkaminas. The Pnei Shloimai says that the nafkamina in our sugya is a fourth nafkamina. What happened in our sugya? In the Rabbeinu Chananel will say, Benachal says that there's no musik in the first place. Two people are fighting over something, and they bring rayas from both sides, and Beis Din gave it to one person. Because he had an Eidus Avasi, that was his father. Then the other person also brought Eidim. Anan Asine, Anan Misalkinale. Does it make sense that we should now say, it's Trey V'Trey, it's called Olam Gava, so we take it back from the person we gave it to and let them fight it out? So it's Pnei Shloimai, it's totally in this Machlokes. If you hold called Olam Gavar is a psak of Beis Din, like the Rosh, then when everything else is equal, we set up circumstances where there'll be a shtickle raya. Then the Rashbam is right. Then the Rashbam and Tosis are right. Anan, Asinai, Anan, Misakinale. We have to set up called Olam Gavar. We pass in one way. Moedim came, we have to backtrack. Now we'll pass in the other way. So then the Rashbam is right. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that called Olam Gavar is a siluk. Beis Din is not doing anything. They're removing themselves from this case. If everything is equal, we remove ourselves. So Rabbeinu Chananel, we don't take away from someone to do a called Olam Gavar. Beis Din doesn't do a called Olam Gavar. Beis Din says, we have no idea, everyone's equal. We're out of here, we're not getting involved. Yesterday you gave it to him and you said it's his. The Bezdin says what we said yesterday, that it's his v'taras v'adai, we retract. And today we're saying maybe it is his, maybe it's not his. And period. You want to fight? You also see, look, which is the Reina Chanal Shita. You could go today also and try to get it back from him. V'chtaifsin v'chaisin v'taifsin, if you hold it to Sila. So, Zakta Rabbeinu Chananel, we don't take away from someone to do Kol Da'olim, because Kol Da'olim Gavar is a siluk of Beis Din. It's not a Maisa Beis Din. Beis Din doesn't take away to do Kol Da'olim Gavar. So Memeila, that's Rabbeinu Chananel Shita, that you leave it where it is. So these are the two Mahalchim in Kol Da'olim Gavar. Gemara now moves on to the Raisa Masav Rava, Vitemer of Zira. Shnaimai Mermei, Shnaimai Mermei, Shnaimai Miskar, Shnaimai Miskar. Harizel Loitinase, even this is Loitinase. This is Trey V'Trey. Loitinase, if she got married, Loitinase. So you have to know the Rashbam here. The Rashbam brings the Gemara and Ksubis. The Rashbam in this is Loitinase. The Yavin in Lechatzil Aloy. The Perika, Ishish in the Samala, Parchina, and Mechti. Trey V'Trey, Ninu. Abole Abashim Toli. It's no joke. It's Trey V'Trey, she may be an Eshes Ish. It's a Safik, it's a Karis. You have to bring an Ashim Toli. How could you let them be married? The Mishani, Omer of Sheshes, Kedan Shinisis, Lechad Me'edeha. That she married one of the witnesses. That witness is a Bari, that is right. And Rashi goes on, also she says Bari Li. So the Bari, since they're a Bari, we let them stay married. This is the Gemara we're going to learn tomorrow, but there's a problem right away. It's Trey V'Trey. It's Trey V'Trey. And we're saying that normally Trey V'Trey, by Eishas Ish, we have to be Chaysh, she's an Eishas Ish, it's a Safed Eras L'Chomer. But if they say Bari, we let them be married. Trey V'Trey, a Bari is a good raya. Maybe Trey, command the lesson, who told me, I understand. Trey disappears. He's a Bari, he could do it. But if you say trei v'trei k'man de isra hudani, why does it help bari? Bari? What does that add? You already have the biggest rai you can have. What does bari add to trei v'trei? Yeah, but if you have to bring a carbon, you'll be safer. You can't let them be married.
If a person doesn't buy any case, the person has to bring a carbon to substitute for the bari. He's not allowed to bring a carbon.
So you think the bari is only to answer why you don't bring a carbon? But isn't there something wrong with that? We'd be mechayiv a carbon, but we let him stay married? So we answer, that's why we don't bring a carbon. You know what? Before tomorrow, we'll look into this and see how Rashi explains it. So Mr. Shem will get back to this.